Michael, you probably know my stance on cut flowers and importing flowers. I know that David Austin roses do grow their flowers, but that you grow them ethically and sustainably where you grow them. That's right, yeah?
Yes, that's right, yeah. And bring them across from Kenya, yeah.
Yeah. But if we were at home in the garden, at the Juniper Rose Kitchen Garden School, I'm trying to encourage people to use flowers from the garden as their own cut flowers rather than buying some. Which varieties would you recommend would have a good impact and a good sort of longer life as a cut flower from David Austin Roses?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a wonderful idea, and actually a lot of, we list, if you look at the back of our catalogue, there's a list actually of the best varieties we recommend. But I mean, again, Boscobel, we've been talking about Boscobel earlier on, and that one, which is this one just here, that's absolutely superb. You want to choose varieties maybe a little bit more upright. But having said that, Shane Connolly, who you might know, is one of the famous flower arrangers who does all the royal weddings and things like that. He loves our roses for flower arranging. He just absolutely adores them. And so even sort of quite floppy ones look superb. So you've got Molyneux as well there.
That beautiful? The yellow Molyneux one. Is an yes. English musk hybrid. And that is, it's yellow, but it's a very gentle yellow, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, so and it's got just a touch of sort of orangey yellow in the middle. Lovely things. Queen of Sweden, very good also.
That's a white one.
No, soft pink.
Soft pink.
Soft pink, yeah. Golden Celebration, superb fragrance. Lady Emma Hamilton's nails. So you try and choose ones of a wonderful fragrance if you can, because they're always good. So you can just use just about anything. And the great thing is, okay, they'll only last maybe 2, 3, 4 days or something like that, but then the petals start dropping and it just looks absolutely delightful. So it's,
well, I think they're delightful. I leave the petals when they drop.
Yeah, like, absolutely, yeah. And the thing to remember is that when you pick a any flower, I think, from the garden, but especially the rose, you'll see, oh, I don't want to spoil the look of that too much, and I'll cut it from round the back somewhere, and it's rather a thin stem. That will last even shorter time. So try and pick ones with good, sturdy stems, and they'll last that little bit longer in the garden.
And when you're picking them, is there anything you do? Do you put them straight into water?
Yeah.
Or what do you do?
Yeah, very important. Cut them, put them straight into water, and then cut them again actually underwater. Have the stem underwater, cut them again with the secateurs, and then if any air bubbles got trapped in there, that'll eliminate them, and so water can carry on coming up. And obviously don't put them in a hot place, and change the water fairly frequently as well, because it's the bacteria and fungi which blocks up the cut stem and then stops the water from going up the stem.
I was told years ago to plunge them briefly into very hot water. Is that right?
Well, I've heard that too, and in fact there was a very good florist not far from us in Shropshire who did exactly that, and she absolutely swore by it. So yes, I think that does work well. The other thing is to make sure your vases are really clean. It's very easy to, I'll just rinse it out and put it back in. Because then that'll still be full of bacteria and algae and things like that. So clean them, give them a jolly good clean out, maybe sterilise them with bleach and things like that, and that'll help a lot.
That's fantastic. Well, the display here looks absolutely amazing. And which is the new rose this year?
We've got four, actually. The two I'd particularly recommend is the old Brighton Rambler, which is that little rambler over there, soft pink.
Oh, yes.
Which is absolutely superb. So a repeat flowering rambler. Most ramblers are monstrous and only flower once. This is a nice moderate size, 3 or 4 metres, and repeat flowering. And then the Lady Gardener, which we've launched in association with Plant Heritage. And that's a soft apricot, classic sort of English rose.
That's on that wall over there. That's very pretty. Yeah. So are you expecting the Queen later, Michael?
Hopefully. We shall see.
Thank you for taking the time talking to me. Good to see you.
Thank you. Bye.